right, welcome back, everybody. Here we are once again with another episode of the Dom and Colin podcast, and a very special one at that today. I am here not with Dom this week. He is traveling, but joining me in his place is someone I've been wanting to catch up with on air for quite some time now, and the beginning of the off season seemed like a perfect place to, before she forgets everything from David versus Goliath, get the official takes from Casual Anna. Casual Anna, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Happy 2019.
Happy 2019. I'm so excited to be here, and I think I remember most things.
Okay, so that's good. That's,
it was only like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, if even that long. Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood at this point. But for anyone unfamiliar, I guess just quickly, the background on Casual Anna is she is kind of a recurring character on the Dom and Colin podcast. And she is a good friend of mine in real life who is just a casual Survivor fan. I would say this is not going to be a podcast with the same kind of depth that we tend to go into the certain nuances of Survivor, into which we go into the nuances of Survivor. I've lost track of that. But I always like to keep up with what the more laid back fans of Survivor who aren't spending a ton of time thinking about it every single day of the week. Just kind of tune in on Wednesday. I genuinely think it is a valuable kind of perspective to be aware of, because certainly that is the majority of the actual viewers of the show, and I think the way they tailor the show is with the casual fan in mind much more so than the hardcore fan. So Casual Anna, thank you for once again coming on.
I am so excited. Thank you for having me.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, what did you think? Sorry, not to immediately cut you off, but I realized I already said that. We don't need to do that. We don't need to do another lap of the "you're excited to be here." We're excited to have you.
I'm still excited to be here for now. Yeah. So I sound like a complete idiot and people are tweeting at me about my vocal fry.
I think you're sounding good so far.
Thank you.
Anna, what did you think of Survivor David versus Goliath just as a season overall?
As a season overall, I really liked it. It's like one of my favorites in recent memory, which is like the last three seasons probably. But I thought it was, I fully expected it to be kind of stupid because I don't really like the themes usually. But I felt like, I don't know if they got lucky or if it was actually a good theme, but it ended up working out really well for them. And it was interesting. There was like more talk about, I guess not even, it was just like more transparency into like some of the like idol stuff, like how they were talking about women not finding idols and things like that, that being a casual, I had quite literally never noticed before. So it was an interesting season because I felt like CBS, it's on CBS, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Good way to solidify your reputation immediately though. Yeah.
Sorry. They did some differences, I thought, which were cool.
Yeah, that seemed to be the major takeaway among the kind of hardcore fans as well, is that this was one of the better seasons in a long time. But I'm still not so sure how much the theme had to do with that. Like you, I also generally am not a big fan of whatever themes they end up choosing. I feel like they're often just kind of forced into the narrative, and in this case, I would still say that was something that I felt a bit with David versus Goliath, is the kind of underdog story was even more heavy-handed than it usually is on a Survivor season, just given that that was the theme and given the way kind of Nick's story played out, where he was literally on the David tribe and kind of potentially started on the bottom and had to make this big comeback and immunity run. But what does just kind of leave me optimistic is it really seemed like the casting and, as you said, kind of the storytelling changes and the different approaches they were willing to take than it seemed like they were almost potentially afraid of for a few years. I am very much looking forward to seeing how that may potentially continue to evolve, because I think they really knocked both of those aspects out of the park, and those are maybe the two most important things as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it was cool. I didn't know who was going to win, or I didn't even like have a real guess who was going to win.
Neither did I, as it turns out.
Which is nice. Well, that's good, because aren't you usually wrong? I feel like
it's hit or miss. It's definitely, it's 50-50, essentially, over the last few years. let me start with this. Do you remember the name of the winner of this season?
Nick.
Okay. And did you...
Yeah, I liked Nick and his dad.
Oh, that's right.
Is that what you're going to ask me?
Yeah, no, I was going to ask. Did you like Nick? Did you have any kind of... were you rooting for him, I guess, along the way? Or was he someone who just once he won, you kind of said, okay, I'm fine with that?
I wasn't, like, rooting for him. Davey was probably my favorite this season. And then I, like, weirdly was kind of into Angelina at the end. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't not rooting for Nick. Like, by the end, like, by the final five, I was kind of down with any of them winning, which is, like, a cool, different experience, I think. But I thought then once I met Nick's dad, I thought that was nice.
Yeah.
I wasn't sad he won.
No, definitely not. I think the show did a good job of getting kind of the casual fan, if they weren't already on board with Nick, using those last few episodes to make sure they were down by the time those final votes ended up coming in. And I think they did an effective job of that. But I want to ask you quickly about something you just mentioned, which is by the end of this, you actually were potentially an Angelina fan.
I don't know if I was like an Angelina fan as much as I was like, it would be so cool if she won, because it would just kind of like, I don't know. It would just be funny, I guess, because everybody else is like working so hard and like playing like a nicer game. And I just kind of would have liked it if everybody was like, well, Angelina's still there. Like, she stayed, even though everybody hated her. Mm-hmm. She should win. But I knew she wasn't going to. But I didn't like hate her as much as I did like with like the jacket and all of that in the beginning.
I had already forgotten about the jacket stuff, so I'm proud of you for remembering that. I would not have remembered to bring that up. But I think that is interesting because Angelina was certainly someone who was quite polarizing with the online super fans and polarizing potentially. Weighted strongly on one poll compared to the other. So it is good to hear, I think, that potentially some of the more casual fans would get into Angelina over the course of the season.
Well, I guess I kind of felt bad for her because I felt like everything she did kind of like went the other way. Like she like wanted, I don't know, like she wanted, she's talking about how women don't find idols and like she wanted to find this idol, but she never would have found that idol without the help of the guys. And like, she went in there with such like strong plans. And I feel like even though she did really well, like she made it to the final three, I don't think that's like the game she was envisioning herself playing.
Yeah. I was with you in the sense of a big piece of me was loving the idea of Angelina somehow winning, just to live in a world where that was possible, that that kind of story would get told, and then this could end in Angelina actually being the one coming away with $1 million.
Yes, but she seems like she's doing all right. She's got like a beautiful engagement ring, and she looks beautiful and happy at the reunion or whatever. She's fine.
I also forgot about that.
Taking everything in good speed. I felt like I was worried that she was going to be super upset, but she seemed like a pretty good sport about the edit and all of that.
Yeah, she probably is someone who I would guess wants another shot at Survivor and is not interested at this point in potentially burning bridges. Not that she, not to suggest that she like otherwise would be raging at them or whatever, mm-hmm. but I could see, wanting to stay cool with the producers being near the top of the priorities when Jeff, I don't know if you know this, Anna, Jeff has been saying in like interviews that Angelina is the number one person he wants to bring back from this season.
Nuh-uh, really?
Yeah, even more so than Nick or Christian or anyone else. He's saying Angelina. What about Alec? Is right, Anna. Your favorite. You talk a big game about Davey being your favy, but someone who was texting, Alec. Alec was the runaway casual Anna favorite of the season.
Yeah, he was great, but when he left, like pretty early, right?
Yeah, a little bit after the merge, he ended up leaving. Did you notice that he was not there at the reunion?
No.
neither Alec
no,
nor Jeremy were there. And I think that
Who's
kind of...
Jeremy?
Jeremy was one of the very early boots.
Why wasn't Alec there?
Alec, there was some drama that went down before the season began airing. Alec on his Instagram, they're not supposed to do anything to make it known that they're going to be on Survivor or whatever. And Alec took a picture of himself in the real world again after the season was already filmed, before it was about to air, of just him and Kara hanging out. It looked like at some library. And this is like before the cast was even announced, but the names were already out there and like Reddit was all over it. And it became a huge ordeal. And Alec got banned from the reunion for violating whatever part of the non-disclosure agreement that violates.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
It is exceptionally dumb, yes, but that still does not seem too far out of your range in terms of who your favorites tend to be on.
So I guess he won't be coming back then.
I would suspect not. No, yeah.
Dang, that stinks. I actually thought, like, I mean, yes, he was very attractive, but like, I also felt like he was like a pretty good player.
Alec,
like, he was interesting to watch.
Yeah, he was. I would say, if not number one, very near the top of the list of biggest surprises of the season to me, because I had heard that story about the Instagram thing and him getting in trouble before the season had even started. I was aware that, okay, this guy is the one that production may not be a huge fan of. And he was pretty much not on the show for the first couple of episodes. And there was a lot of speculation about, like, oh, look at how pissed they must be at Alec. But starting with like episode 3 all the way through the time that he was voted out, I actually thought Alec looked very sharp as a Survivor player and impressed me to a much greater extent than I ever would have anticipated. Like, maybe it was kind of a weirdly good edit for someone stupid enough to do what he did on Instagram, but I thought he looked really strong out there as a Survivor player.
Maybe he's just a bad boy who can't be tamed.
I suppose so, which would probably leave you completely uninterested, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So a couple other people that I would love to hear just your kind of final thoughts on now, seeing how it all went for them. What did you make of the ultimate kind of Christian and Gabby storyline, where Gabby ultimately tries to turn on Christian and it ends up costing her?
I thought that she was, like, in love with Christian, which I just feel like maybe that was editing or something, but that was kind of weird. But, I mean, it made sense. I felt like she got weird after Christian's girlfriend was there, and she was on, like, high alert the whole season and crying all the time, and I don't know. It made sense to me that she was going to do that. I definitely preferred Christian to Gabby, but I feel like maybe without the close relationship with Christian, Gabby might have done better in some ways. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I felt like she was, like, too attached.
Yeah. Well, I think that kind of perception is what she was trying to play against, is being viewed as just too close with Christian to ever really get credit for herself.
Yeah.
A rough spot, because it's brutal to say to someone, you shouldn't work with, like, the person you'd be most predisposed to working well with, just because you have these kind of potentially unfair stigmas is stigmas just the correct pluralization of stigma? Is there some weird way of pluralizing stigma? Regardless.
Stigmatism, but that's an eye condition, I think.
Yeah, it is. Or something like that. Regardless, it seemed like Gabby was just, and the Gabby type is often in a very uphill battle position from the get-go on Survivor. But I really liked Gabby, and that is this list of Nick, Angelina, Davey, Christian, Gabby, and Alec is my official ballot for a year or whatever from now, when we play the casual Anna Thinks game for the David versus Goliath cast. I think those are going to be the 6 you have a shot at remembering. And I may honestly take Alec off the board by then. I think he may already be old news by then.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I was in Gabby's position, I would be crying every day all the time. So got where she was coming from, but at the same time, it was irritating to me a little bit. And so then I felt bad for being irritated.
That is an understandable kind of impulse. But We talk semi-regularly about just how bad both of us would be at Survivor itself.
Like, oh, terrible.
I don't think either of us would even make it to day three. We would either...
No. Do they give you sunscreen?
They do give you sunscreen, yes.
Well, that helps.
That does help
you. But still, I don't know.
Yeah. We would both get kicked off the show because the producers would just be so sick of us complaining for the first 48 consecutive hours that they would say it's just a drain on the season to have you here.
Yeah, they would forget all about who was the mean lady on this season.
Natalie?
Natalie. I would put her to shame, I feel like, because I get grumpy so fast and... I didn't think she seemed that mean, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, one thing I also want to ask you about while I have you here is a little bit about next season and a couple of things we know about that. Did you see the preview for next season that we're going to have four returning players back?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember who they are, though.
Okay, very fair. I've given you this. This is easily the fourth time I've given you this list over the last 8 months or so, but that's fine. No, this is what we want for you. This is perfect.
I'm sorry.
It's genuinely better that you don't remember who it is, because I want for you to rank for me, and I'm now realizing this is going to be kind of difficult. We'll leave one of these people out because, in true casual fashion, you haven't even seen his original season, but the other three rank for me in terms of how excited you are to see each of these people back, like in a 1-2-3 order: Kelly Wentworth, Joey Amazing, and Aubrey.
I don't remember Joey who?
Joe, long hair Joe, who's really good at the challenges.
Oh, yeah. I'm not that excited to see him. Aubrey. I'm moderately excited to see Aubrey. I can picture Aubrey. She was on Spencer's season.
She was on the other returning player season that Spencer was not on, but that was right near the one that Spencer was on.
Okay, well, yeah, in my head, they were on the same season.
No, she was
on... But she's got, like, short, dark hair, glasses.
Yes.
Smart.
Yeah.
Okay, I got her. I'm definitely most excited for Kelly Wentworth.
Okay, that's my girl. That's good.
I forgot about Joe altogether, but I'm more excited to see Aubrey than Joe.
Okay, you're nailing these rankings. Aubrey and Wentworth, to me, honestly, I am flipping a coin in my head about which of the two of them I would be more excited to see back. I'm thrilled about the prospect of seeing either of them back for a third time, and I, like you, could definitely do without seeing Joe again, although the way that this season is set up, and I'm guessing you haven't heard much about this, but Anna, do you remember Redemption Island, that twist they used to do where once you get voted out, you go to this separate little place and lose a duel to Ozzy?
Yes.
This season...
I do, kind of, because then you could come back, couldn't you?
Right.
I remember the place that they do the duel. Or the challenge.
Neither here nor there. The point is, the Redemption Island twist is almost essentially back, except this time, when you're voted out of the game, you're not eliminated, and also the way the season is called Survivor Edge of Extinction, and this, like, Edge of Extinction island starts to form where everybody who gets voted out from the very first person all the way through, like, final six or final seven or so, goes and lives on this separate place, and they just, like, I don't know what they do, but they just hang out, and no one gets eliminated unless they decide to quit. And then with, like, six people left, all those people this is true.
What? Like, does CBS not want to pay for Ponderosa anymore?
The reason that Joe led into this was, it really seems like almost, like a safety blanket, not necessarily specifically for Joe, but for any of these returnees who may get voted out early, to still be in the vast majority of the episodes. And in specifically Joe's case, depending on how late the extinction island person gets to re-enter, they can just be like a couple of challenges and building a fire away from potentially winning $1 million. And that seems like a big advantage for Joe, who would probably otherwise leave right after the merge as soon as he doesn't have immunity, as he does every single time he plays.
Oh, just he wins immunities a lot?
Yeah, he's quite good at the challenges, hence, and not only the challenges, he's a very extremely likable guy. I'm guessing once you, you know, once this season rolls around, you'll find yourself being a Joe fan all over again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so they won't do challenges or anything over there?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's they just hang out and try not to quit.
And try not to quit. Why would they quit? They're just hanging out.
It's a good question, Anna. you know, these are questions that I'm sure we will be asking as the season goes along, because I'm sure – actually, that would be an interesting question right now. Like, there's got to be a few people who do quit before, like, the very end of the game, right? Like, I don't think it's going to be literally the entire cast still out there, but I doubt it's going to be many people quitting.
I mean, do they give them food and stuff? I just don't get why you would quit.
I would imagine the food situation is virtually identical to whatever it is in the game itself, and they may get, like, slight rations beyond that, but since they're not playing for, like, reward challenges for extra food or whatever.
Maybe they just get bored. Like, maybe it's too, like, it's the mental side of the game is too much.
I mean, I would imagine...
it would popular... be for me, like, forget it.
Oh, yeah, of course. And I could also see a popular sentiment potentially becoming, you know, among the kind of fans of the game that are going to be out there who are familiar with Joe. And it's, we still have like 20 days to go until the end of this Edge of Extinction kind of twist resolves itself. Who am I kidding that I'm going to stay out here and beat Joe at whatever this challenge is? I'm going to go and eat regular food.
Well, also, do the people that are in the game still know about this island?
That is something that has just actually broken recently. We assumed it would be something where Jeff would, as he did with every season of Redemption Island and a couple other kind of twist-themed seasons in the past. Ghost Island recently is a good example. They all show up on the beach on day one, and as they all just get to meet Jeff for the first time, he'll explain the twist of the season is this. However, turns out in this case, they're not going to tell him. It's just going to be a total blindside at like final six or so. Someone is going to win a challenge and come back into the game.
That's wild.
Yeah, quite wild indeed. But
I'm very curious to see how that goes. Well, are they still going to have like a million idols and stuff too?
I would guess so. It doesn't seem like they're too interested in slowing down on that front. What do you think, by the way, about just how many idols there are now and idol nullifiers and vote steals and so forth?
I think I still get confused about how vote steals work and things like that. So, like, then when it plays out, like, I don't feel like I can anticipate how it's going to play out until in the exact moment. The nullifier was cool, I guess, because it worked this time, like, in, like, the people I was rooting for's favor.
Mm-hmm.
It's just different. So, as long as people I like are winning the idols, I'm into them.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the mentality CBS is banking on. As long as the pop-up fire challenge is benefiting the person I want to see win, then I'm happy about the fire challenge.
Oh, the fire challenge, I forgot about that. That's new, right?
Relatively.
How long ago did it become a final three and not two? Every time this happens, I'm confused.
A final three, as in three people facing the jury?
Yeah.
They will occasionally, I guess they did... Season 18 and season 28 were both final twos, but otherwise, every season since season 13 has been three people facing the jury, I believe. Don't kill me on that, Trivia Fanatics.
What's the advantage to three versus two?
That's a very good question, Anna. This is actually something about which I feel quite strongly that final threes are much, much, much worse for the game itself than a final two. But the initial concept for why they switched from a Final Two to a Final Three was they were tired of the person that was the biggest threat that they knew the audience would want to see win getting cut in third place because they didn't win the final immunity challenge. And so now it over time became that person just getting cut in fourth place, shockingly, instead. Yeah. And then when it was about to happen again, they said, oh, wait, now fourth is going to be determined by fire. So that, and now we have to cut out the big threats at five, and it'll just keep moving back further and further.
Oh, so it's just kind of like their way of manipulating the game, then.
A bit. I think it's just faulty logic, honestly. I think when it is...
I will go back to two for Party Island season. What's the season called?
Oh, thank you, by the way. 16 also had two people facing the jury. I don't know if you just said the word parvity, but it reminded me that 16
I said
also...
party. Oh, God bless poverty.
Yeah.
Wait.
Parvity.
Poverty.
P-A-R.
Yeah, just to clarify.
Yeah.
Oh, no. God.
Okay. What were we even just talking about? The switch to the Final Three. I'm totally with you.
Yeah,
that
sorry.
Final Two is much, much better for many, many reasons, but it seems like Final Three is what they're going for and like what they're just – setting in stone, as unless we have a major reason not to do that, that will be our default, which I think is too bad. But
what's his name to tweet that he wants a Final Two and then it'll happen, right?
Tyler Perry. Let's get him on.
Yeah.
Smart.
Come on.
I hadn't thought of that, but that's genuinely the literal best bet of making it happen, I think. Yeah.
People reach out to his people.
Yeah, so Edge of Extinction Twist sounds very stupid, although the bright side, Anna, is the fourth returnee. You didn't watch Millennials versus Gen X yet, at least, although the other day you expressed potential interest in watching that. I do think you're going
to... I need to, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're going to like the guy who's originally from that season, who's going to be back on this one.
What's his name?
His name is David.
Okay.
David versus Goliath again.
David.
Yeah, he's a one-man David tribe.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, Anna, actually, it's weird that Parvati just came up because the final thing I want to do today is something we should have done a long time ago, frankly. You have historically listed, your words, not mine, Hot Jenna from the Amazon as your favorite Survivor player ever. And recently I had to break the unfortunate news to you that she got like a DUI for like driving on heroin or whatever. And I've personally never been a huge Maraska fan myself. So I've been wanting for years at this point to find you a new favorite Survivor player of all time. So I thought it would be a potentially fun exercise to walk through some candidates and see if we can land you on a new favorite Survivor player of all time. And I just referenced Parvati's name somehow came up earlier. Is she a candidate for you? Do you like Parvati?
Yeah, I do. I like her a lot.
Okay. Because certainly a very solid player and also meets your physical attractiveness.
Also
quote,
hot, yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah. There are plenty of good players that I like that are also not like super aesthetically pleasing, but aesthetically pleasing in different ways, I suppose.
Okay. How about Boston Rob? Is his accent pleasing to you?
I love Boston Rob. And are he and Amber still married?
They are. They have
That's
four
incredible.
Daughters, I believe.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love them as like, they can be my favorite as a unit because they were on together.
Okay.
She win?
She did. She beat him in the finals.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hashtag feminism. So how about Malcolm? Were you a Malcoholic?
Malcolm's hot, but that's all I remember.
Do you remember? Can you conjure up a mental image of Malcolm right now?
He's like the faceless hot man in a Survivor buff.
He's got long hair, kind of like Joe.
Yeah.
All right, Malcolm's off the table. Did you like Cochran? Is Cochran your kind of guy?
I loved Cochran.
Okay, he's a good candidate.
I feel like kind of started the whole like being really smart and doing really well in Survivor thing, or at least what I remember of. I shouldn't ever say anything about Survivor with finality like that, since I know next to nothing.
I would say he's certainly one of the most known people who would fit that profile, and I don't think it's unfair to say that he may have pioneered kind of productions wanting to lean into that, and kind of like what we saw with Christian this season, and actually the guy from Millennials versus Gen X, David, is very much in that same mold as well.
Oh, good to know. What about Colby?
Oh yeah, hey Colby. I'm first of all proud of you for remembering Colby.
Which, never forget Colby.
Do you remember Colby from
him and Jerry?
Yeah, Jerry, also good.
That was early.
Yeah, it was season two. I was about to say, do you remember watching season two back when it was? I mean, you must have been. I was 12 or 13 when season two was airing, so you would have been like 9. Eight?
Yeah, I did watch it because I watched the first season too. Okay. But I remember Colby came back and he didn't do that great, but he was still very handsome.
Hey, believe it or not, still very handsome to this day.
Yeah, I'm fully on board with Colby.
Okay, he is a possibility for your favorite player of all time, even better than Boston Rob and Amber together?
No.
No? Okay, they're no. Still the collective number one. How about Rupert? Where are you on Rupert?
No. I'm all out on Rupert.
That's the correct answer. I'm trying to roll through.
He's annoying, but I'm sure very nice.
How about the person? She's certainly not outside my top three favorite players of all time, if not the literal number one. Where do you fall on Ceri, if you have a strong opinion at all? Apparently nowhere. One of three people who's played the game four times. Four people who's played the game four times. Ceri Fields. She was most recently on Game Changers, where it got to Final Six and everyone else had an idol or an advantage but her.
Oh, I didn't watch that, but I remember you saying that.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you watched it.
Who else was on that?
That was the one that the cop lady Sarah won.
Yes, yeah, okay, no, I do remember that. Well, I think Ceri must be really good, because she's played four times, and she's still under the radar for me.
Rupert has played four times, and Ozzy has played four times, so being really good at Survivor, I would say, not necessarily a prerequisite for playing four times. Actually, here's a trivia for you. Who is the other person who's played four times?
Would I know this person's name?
You have used this person's name in the last 5 minutes.
Boston Rob?
That is it. Look at you.
Whew.
I just had someone else I was going to ask about. Oh, yeah, of course. Do you have a strong memory and opinion in either direction of Tony?
Yeah, I liked Tony. Tony and, not Richard, Russell. I'm into like the... mean archetype, I guess.
Yeah. Did you like Steven? Do you remember Steven?
Yeah. I like Steven.
Steven was good. Spencer?
Spencer's good. Yeah, I'm into all those people.
Okay. Well, that's good. And hey, I think potentially by the end of next season, Kelly Wentworth, depending on how it goes, I could see being.
I do
in that,
like Kelly Wentworth.
Yeah,
a lot.
I could see her being in that conversation for you. So very good.
Would just like to say, at New Year's Eve, I was having dinner with a couple casuals, and we were talking about Survivor, and everyone remembered Jenna and the peanut butter moment. So I'm not alone. The iconic Jenna, hot Jenna thing.
Did they remember the name Jenna, or did they remember the girls taking their tops off for peanut butter?
They remembered Jenna.
Wow.
And then I got to deliver the news, and I felt like a real, like, insider knowledge.
Is this your way of, like, circling back to telling me that Jenna is still your favorite player of all time?
She's not, but... I'm disappointed in some of the choices she's made, but okay. I'll always remember her fondly on Survivor.
So, for the official record, your favorite Survivor player of all time is Boston Rob and Amber together?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's a good answer.
Is that like a fair, casual answer?
I did ask for one singular player, but that's a good casual answer. That is a very, no, you know what that is? It's a very Dom Harvey answer where he pretends he doesn't understand the rules when he obviously does.
I like Dom too from last season. Okay. I want him to go back on.
That, I think, seems like a possibility in the future. So, yeah, I'm Dom, very much looking forward potentially to seeing Dom back out there. And one final non-Survivor related question that I just want to get your take on the record for on the record here before these results start coming in. You were someone who grew up in New England, but now you live in Chicago. And I know I know you are something of an NFL fan these days, a big fantasy player. And now that the postseason is upon us, to preempt the I'm rooting for the Patriots and the Bears, who you got, Patriots or Bears, if you can only have one win the Super Bowl this year?
Oh, no. Well, I really don't think that the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl this year, and I really don't think that the Bears are either, but they're so cute and excited. Like, the whole city is so excited for the Bears that I feel like I have to cheer for the Bears a little bit. Plus, I really want them to beat the Eagles tomorrow because I hate the Eagles, obviously.
All right. As someone...
So, I'm not answering. Like, I plead the fifth, but I'll be happy if the Bears win.
Okay, so you're pleading the fifth while saying unequivocally, I'm picking the Bears.
No, but if the Bears play the Patriots, I'm cheering for the Patriots.
Oh.
Can that happen?
Yeah, AFC and NFC.
Yeah, so, yeah, if they play... Well... Yeah, if they play each other, I'm still going to root for the Patriots.
Oh, okay.
In hopes that Julian Edelman will someday notice me.
He probably will. Well, I think pretty much everyone listening to this who outside of New England is going to be firmly on the Bears camp there. And even as someone who is in New England and also as someone who has a sizable bet on the Patriots to win the Super Bowl, I still might rather see the Bears win the Super Bowl just because that franchise fan base is so much more tolerable than Patriots fans.
Oh, they're really, like, that's what you think, but no, I mean, they're really cute and excited, but they're very annoying.
Okay. Are you sure it's not just their accents that are annoying?
Well, no, they're cute. I don't know. Khalil Mack is really cool. Like, I would like for him to win.
Yeah, for sure.
But Mitchell Trubisky doesn't do it for me in the same way as Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think Trubisky kind of suffers from having a weird, I don't know if it's Polish or what, last name that is just so hard to get behind. Like, even someone with a weird last name like Jimmy Garoppolo, you can at least get into and find the flow of that last name, but Trubisky just never rolls off the tongue and I think kind of limits his upside. He doesn't have that kind of Hall of Fame name the same way someone like Tom Brady or like Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw. These are great football guy names.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. I hadn't thought of that before. I thought he just kind of looks like a weenie.
Okay, that also could be a factor there. Anna, anything else that you wanted to say about David versus Goliath or anything I skipped over that you wanted to get on the Survivor record?
No, I think... it was a good season. I was excited about it. So I am hopeful for the next season, but slightly concerned knowing what I know now.
Okay. That is how I feel as well. I feel like coming off of a season that I enjoyed as much as David versus Goliath, despite kind of having a dumb theme, I am still fingers crossed that this Edge of Extinction season can turn out okay, but the twist leaves me very much nervous that they're really limiting the possibility for that to happen. But and I know the only real reason you probably agreed to do this is for the possibility of Instagram follows. So tell people where they can follow you on Instagram.
You can follow me on Instagram. It's just Anna Klemper, AnnaKlemperer. And I'll be very excited.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking so much time.
All right. Thanks, Colin.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.